Holy shit, we're back!
Hey!
Oh my god!
Alright.
It's been months.
Many.
Oh my god. Mike, what are you thinking right now? Might I remind you, we're 4 days away from day one of football.
Is it four?
5 days away from day one of football.
You already can't count.
I'm drunk.
Episode one!
Listen, we have killed a keg today. I've had a little bit of bourbon today.
When did you have bourbon today?
I had bourbon before I left the house. What you think I started when I got here? Took 4 hours to get your shit in order. All right.
Things to do.
I started drinking at 10 like I told you I was going to. I don't know what you meant to do.
I texted you at 10, and you were like, I just got out of bed. What, did you roll out of bed to a bourbon?
Yes!
Did you pour it the night before, or did you pour it this morning?
I just poured it this morning. I finished my bourbon last
night. So you're not at the point where you're pre-pouring a bourbon for the next day?
No, if I ever have to wake up and drink a bourbon that was already poured, it's because I poured it the night before, forgot about it, and went to bed.
I mean, we've all done that.
I know, but that wasn't the case last night. I finished my bourbon before I went to bed. We're 5 days away from the start of the 2023 NFL football season.
That is what I have been told.
And more importantly, the redemption arc that is my fantasy football team.
Oh, because you almost came in last year.
But didn't. Almost, but didn't.
Technically,
you're right.
Because the last place team is no longer in the league?
Nope.
Technically,
he still gets the L and I get the nod.
Yes, and we get our mullet, I'm told, which is very exciting. But for this season, you are the loseriest loser who remains.
I don't know. I've saw the draft this year, and my team's not the loseriestly loser.
I am looking at it right now, actually, and
wild.
You actually would be correct about that. Yeah.
Well, let's start on an uplifting note. Matt won the championship. I don't know why I said that's uplifting. It's depressing as all hell.
I mean, it's not even depressing. I'm just bored at this point.
Right? He's done, like, I was a bad champion. I believe in that. I enjoyed my time with the belt, and y'all didn't get to see it because, well, I was in California and did horrific things that could not be...
There's a lot of things that have happened to this belt that...
Listen. The number of things I did with that belt were not even close to okay on being on film. But at least y'all heard about it. And I'd let you know that I had it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that Matt actually has the belt.
I mean, I know he has it because I've seen him with it one time. He brought it over for the draft.
I didn't even see it. You know why I didn't see it? He didn't mention it.
He didn't mention it. He didn't mention it.
It was just there, I guess?
I saw it and I went, oh yeah.
Hashtag worst winner.
Worst winner. Yeah, 100%.
The least.
100%. Joe at least gave us a gift storm.
Oh god, like every other day.
I mean, true. So there are stats. Sorry, this is a complete sidetrack. But there are like the league history also tracks messages sent per team.
God.
I, the commissioner, have sent 943 messages. Joe is just about 1,400.
I'd imagine 900 of those were the night he won the championship.
I assume so, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Joe, as a winner, did what winners do and essentially just tell everybody to kiss the ring.
Yeah, annoy everybody for, like, the first day or week, and then disappear for the rest of the offseason.
Day or week? Motherfucker, it was like a month and a half. And then every other week during the summer, when you thought it was over, like, you would be like, oh, man, he hasn't done anything in a while. Then you get 12 more gifts of him saying, ring.
And I'm not even mad, because at least we didn't turn off our notifications. That is a pot shot at the rest of the league. Yes.
Bitches. Wow.
Stay present.
Mostly Matt, if you could do something, anything, something.
Anything.
Literally. Ugh, what a dick. Worst champion ever.
Stand on record. Yeah.
I'll stand by it. Well, since we're here, I guess we should talk about the league and stuff that happened. I mean, it's not like much happened or anything. We only did a rumble, a draft, and a bunch of trades.
Well, let's start. Let's just do it in chronological order, then.
All right.
So the rumble sucked.
Oh, it was awful. It was so bad. Like, the first 10 to 12 fighters were just 1v1, and then somebody would get thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that was saved it a little bit was Ric Flair.
No. That was the re-rumble.
Oh, was it?
That we ran after.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
God, yeah. The second rumble wasn't much better.
It wasn't much better, but it was more interesting. Yeah. The first rumble, the real rumble, the rumble that we're going with, was trash. Complete trash. And you won.
Yeah, I did.
And you didn't pick first.
Nope.
And you picked third.
Yep.
And you let Chris and Joe have one and two.
No, but before I even did that, I immediately picked third and then tried to trade third away.
You did.
To drop to seventh.
You did.
And someone, whose name shall not be brought up, said I couldn't trade my pick.
Correct. We do not have a precedent for pick trading in the league.
This could have been the day.
If we allow, if I allow pick trading in this league, the draft will grind to a halt.
Could have been amazing. Could have been the start of a new era. We could have started our dynasty league this way.
I'm going to tell you what. I would love to trade picks. It will require the rest of the league to show up and draft because trades happen fastest in person.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, my God. Can you imagine us doing a dynasty league where we're doing trades in the middle of the draft? Oh, my God. The amount of yelling and screaming and cursing each other's names. Like, usually during the draft, there's three of us that are cursing each other for taking somebody that we wanted. Imagine, imagine trading up to in front of Dan, specifically.
Right.
Knowing full well who he's getting ready to take. And you trade up with the person in front of him just to look Dan in the face and go, with this pick, I select your player.
And that's what you say. You're just like, I don't even know who that is. You're just like, you have to tell me who you were going to draft. And now he's on my team.
What's that? You were going for the running back from Arizona this year? That's weird. He's on my team now. Fuck you.
What that would devolve into is just constantly like, you would trade everything to move up to every draft position. You'd wind up with four players coming out of the draft because you traded away all of your picks for spite.
Oh, remember, you gotta remember the draft that was a Dan's, what was his team name that was out of spite?
I believe it was something to that effect. I don't remember
exactly. Yeah, there would be an actual team.
Fueled by spite, I believe it was.
There would be an actual team that was fueled by spite. They would have six picks and all of them would be in front of one person every time.
I mean, we're jumping ahead a little bit, but if there is a team that is fueled by spite in our draft, I'm pretty sure it's... Again, either you or Dan. Well, it might be Carlos. But more on that later.
I only made one pick out of spite. And it wasn't even spite. It was just, I couldn't pass it up. I was going to do it.
Sure. Sure.
Justin Fields to mine.
Yeah. I'm not necessarily mad about that one. I know that was directed at me. The one I'm mad at is that Dan then proceeded to take Justin Herbert. That's the one I'm mad about.
I take it back. That one wasn't out of spite. Keenan Allen was 100% out of spite. And I know Carlos wasn't there, but that one was out of spite directed at him.
I mean, if Carlos' draft tells us anything, he wasn't going to draft him anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You were not in danger of losing Keenan Allen to Carlos.
Wait. How many running backs did he draft in a row? Was it 10?
13. He drafted 13 running backs.
He drafted 13 total.
In total.
It was 8 in a row.
In the first, he drafted 7 in a row.
Woo!
Then he took a tight end.
Woo!
Then he took another running back. Then he took 2 more tight ends. And then he took a quarterback.
I mean, dedication to the playbook, man. Like, he came in knowing he wanted a thing. And he got that thing. And that thing was wide receivers and tight ends.
Yeah. Yeah. Just really good. So we're done with the rumble? I mean, that's really all the coverage it deserved.
I won. Y'all are awful. I'm the greatest champion of the rumble. Fuck y'all. Let's go.
All right.
Done.
Okay.
Make fun of how, like, in the one Rumble, Jason eliminated himself.
Oh, yeah, part. In the re-Rumble, Jason eliminated himself.
That was the best part of it.
Okay, so I submit, this will be something we've got on. If the Rumble sucks that badly in the first seven players, I vote we re-Rumble in future Rumbles.
Yeah, I agree.
Because it's at least got to be entertaining. That's the whole point the first place, is that it's supposed to be entertaining. It wasn't entertaining.
No.
It was actively boring.
Yes.
We're not going to stop the Rumble. The Rumble's just what we do now.
Well, I mean, the problem was that, like, it wasn't bad towards the end. It just got slightly better than god-awful like it was for the first
round. What we could do in the future is we could abandon drafting wrestlers, and I'll just have three different versions of our own avatars enter, and then that's just what it is.
I like that.
It's just Clyde with a beard. Clyde with a slightly longer beard. Clyde with a hat.
Can I have the mutton chops? Can you just go full Wolverine on me?
Here's the rule. You can only have that if at some point this year you actually have that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is you gotta wear it to have it in the game.
All right, new rules have been instituted, and I'm here for it. I'm 100% in for it. Does that mean that at some point Matt, or whoever the champion is, has to wear, like, the belt with a cape and a crown?
I mean, that's everybody's entrance attire whenever they win, and people would know that if they actually tuned in to watch the thing.
Do you think that Matt actually had a crown and cape?
Like, made?
Yeah.
No, because he's too boring.
Mm. I mean, at least I had a tiara.
Sure. Yeah. And I had a bejeweled codpiece. I broke you.
I got nothing to respond to that. Just imagine a jockstrap that was like bejeweled.
Yeah, yeah. My new team name is going to be Bejeweled Codpiece.
That's God, like, damn it, why did none of us think of that sooner?
All right, fuck the belt. The new belt is a bejeweled codpiece that just every champion's nutsack has graced.
Oh, that's great.
That might be the new punishment.
Just a bejeweled codpiece.
You gotta wear it at the draft.
All right, let's talk about this draft.
Yep, should we continue to explain what happened with Carlos?
We should just start with what happened to Carlos and work our way from there, because nothing else matters when you realize after the third pick he made, we all knew we were fucked.
Here's the thing. Like, we will get back to making fun of Carlos in a second, because how can you not? But what Carlos auto-drafted actually impacted the league to, like, a very high degree. Like, I drafted differently.
Oh, yeah.
Knowing what that team was doing.
Yeah.
And having to account for it. Like, I took Jahmyr Gibbs in the fourth round.
Because you had to.
Because I had to. I had no choice.
Like, I will say this, and this is not me patting myself on the back because I did it by accident. I was the only team that had two running backs before we realized what was happening.
Right, right. And, well, yeah, no, that's actually, yeah, that's true. That is a truth fact.
By the time we got to the fourth round and he's had four straight running back picks, that was the point where we were like, fuck.
I mean, then that's exactly the point where the league figured it out, right? Yeah. He goes Najee Harris, and then it's Matt with a running back, me with a running back, Dan, because it's Dan being a contrarian, going wide receiver, and then running back, running back, running back, wide receiver for you, running back. Like, that was the round four.
The only person that didn't draft a running back that did not already have one was Dan and Chris, and Chris wasn't even there.
Yeah, and, I mean, Chris probably should have.
I mean, so should have Dan.
Yeah.
Dan should have either Breece Hall or Stevenson.
Yeah.
I'm actually surprised that he didn't, like, take Walker. I feel like he loves Walker.
I mean, he had Walker last year. I don't know that that means he loves him.
Well, I mean, Kenny Walker did a really good job for him last year.
He was all right. He was pretty good.
There were two things here. Round four was running backs.
Yeah.
Round five was quarterbacks.
Yeah.
at round six was, all right, pick up your wide receiver here.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a theme, and yeah, the thing of it is, like, if you look at these backs that Carlos took, so Pollard goes first, Chubb in the second,
that's
Jones awesome. In the third, Najee Harris in the fourth, J.K. Dobbins in the fifth, overdraft, Miles Sanders in the sixth, Javonte Williams in the seventh, overdraft. Like these are the things. Like, these players, like, if you disperse them into the round, like, you take them off of Carlos' team and just sprinkle them throughout.
Yeah.
Like, I almost want to have a side league where Carlos's team doesn't draft 13 running backs, and we have like a normal fucking draft.
So, at what point do we restart the draft? Is it round three or two or what?
You could make the argument for three. I think the it's absolutely the fourth round where you have to restart.
Yeah,
because at 4-1 he goes Najee Harris, and then you go, well, we only start three running backs at the absolute max.
You can't go four.
You can't go four. So right there, it's like, what is happening? And then it just continues to happen for three more rounds.
What's worse is, like, it's the seventh round where he gets a running back that isn't the week one starter.
Oh, his running backs are disgusting.
It's fucking wild. And even, like, even all the way down to Akane's going to be probably a starter. He's a rook, but I mean, and he's coming.
I mean,
back
he'll be a starter later in the season. Yeah, yeah.
Harris is going to be the backup to Cook, and God only knows what the fuck happens there. Elliott's going to be a goal line running back, which means he could either have 2 points for the entire season, or, you know, 17 touchdowns because the fucking Patriots do that shit. Like, he doesn't have a bad pick in there until round 17, in my opinion.
Well, I hear what you're saying, and
I mean, we could argue 16 all day.
I mean, I would argue that in round 8, when he takes a tight end instead of a wide receiver, or literally anything other than a running back or tight end,
but he takes the third best tight end, in my opinion, outside of Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews. You could make it.
So you're gonna take Hockenson over Kittle this year?
It's close, but Hockenson has a better quarterback to throw to him.
Either way, Carlos attempted to fix his team.
Starting with Sky Moore.
Which, like, I like Sky Moore. I'm a big fan, but then immediately you could have followed that with, like, you know, Tyler Boyd, Jonathan Mingo, Elijah Moore, Hunter Renfro, Odell Beckham. And instead you just went Ezekiel Elliott, Devin Singletary, and Tyler Algier for three more running backs. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot Damian Harris. Four more running backs. And not,
to be fair,
it was the 19th round before you really went away from running backs. And hang on just 1 second, because the last thing I have to point out about this team is it just went, we don't need no stinking defensive backs. It's an auto-drafted team, but, like, I've never seen an auto-drafted team completely ignore a position.
He came back, and about, I want to say, the 19th round. It was
You're right. You're right. Carlos jumped in.
Well, fuck. All right. It was either 19. I want to say it was, like, the 14th round, because I remember him getting Ty Moore and showing up.
That's,
and I think he looked at it and was like, well, fuck it. I'm going all in on this shit. I mean, I can't fix it, so fuck it. Let's go further.
I need to believe that, like, right where Jacoby Myers goes in the 19th round, and then it's just three straight receivers, is where Carlos walked in and just went top receiver on the board. ADP, let's go. ADP, let's go. And then he was like, I'm not going to fix the wide receiver position because the best wide receiver on the board is Jalen fucking Hyatt, who then he immediately dropped, by the way. And then just started going linebacker because that's where the value was.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you look at where he gets Sky Moore, right, the next top wide receivers are Tyler Boyd, Jonathan Mingo, Elijah Moore, Hunter Renfro, and Odell Beckham. Which one of those do you think is going to be worth a goddamn?
I would ignore every single one of them, wait four more rounds, and take Curtis Samuel.
Thank you. I see you.
It's bad. And I don't want to spend the entire episode. Carlos's draft should have its own episode. And it may.
It none may. Of us will be here for that episode. It'll be great. We will ignore everything else that happens for the rest of the week. We'll just talk him through page by page.
It'll be late September, but like, yeah, I'm fully in support. Wait, but there's going to be like an early bonus episode where it's just Carlos. Like, we're going to read his draft to him, yeah. And it's just Carlos live reacting to being read his draft.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you probably have that feeling, like, you've seen a movie so many times, you want to, like, relive it without actually knowing what's going to happen, just to raise that memory.
Yeah.
I would love to do that to Carlos and just show him his draft board pick by pick to see, like, how he would react. Because, I mean, I feel like the first thing he'd be like, okay.
I mean, if I'm him, I jumped in and I saw this and just went, yeah, I'm going to drink enough to forget it. So, yeah. The reason why we're spending so much time on this, y'all, is because, like, this, I've never seen... This we spend so much time on Yahoo and we talk so much shit about how bad Yahoo sucks and Yahoo wouldn't do this, man. Like Yahoo accounts for team need. Yahoo accounts for roster positions. Like I get that this is like a cue, so it's really just Sleeper being like, well, you said that you wanted this. Like you wanted this. Yahoo would never do that. And it's really, we should take a picture of this and we should send it to Sleeper and just go, let us set pre-draft rankings for the love of God. Like, because this is how they tell you to set pre-draft rankings. If you like look up pre-draft rankings, like this is what they tell you to do. So I don't know what the fuck happened.
Well, here's the thing, like, and I think we discussed it right after the draft. I was like, how do you combat this? And essentially, it comes down to you only set your top five rounds. 20 players. Right.
Yeah.
20 players, because everything after that does not fucking matter.
No.
Now, it does not matter what you do with your pre-draft. If you don't put defensive players in at some point, you're getting players that are not on teams. You look at the three teams that auto-drafted. And the number of players that were drafted that are not on a fucking team, you cannot auto-draft with IDP leagues right now.
So I'm happy you brought that up because it's a nice transition point. There were two other teams that auto-drafted, arguably two and a half, because Jason noped out right when the IDP players started going.
Which was funny because he was like, they'll figure it out, right? Nope.
It does not. So we'll talk about that in a second. But the comparison that I want to make here is Carlos spent time. Y'all, Carlos literally sat... at his computer or on his phone. I don't actually know which one he did. But he took, I believe the number was 238.
He told me 228, and then it got bumped to 240 something.
Okay, so we're going to call it 240 players and added them to queue in order of draft preference. Carlos spent time and put in work to make sure his team was as good as it could be in spite of him not being present for the draft. And then these two fucking idiots... Caesar and Chris don't show up, don't do the work, and get better drafts because of it.
Not only better drafts. You look at Chris's first...
Three, four...
Eight picks.
Five, seven, okay.
Eight picks. There's only one questionable pick in there, and that's because I have a tendency not to give a fuck about any tight end not named Travis Kelce.
I like Mark Andrews to new
do,
offense.
But like, I don't think that offense is going to do Mark Andrews any good.
I mean, in our league, I tend to fade tight ends pretty hard.
Unless they're Travis Kelce.
Sure.
If it's He's not a Travis wide receiver. And to a lesser extent, Dallas Goedert. Those are my two.
I mean, I'll take Mark Andrews over Dallas Goedert literally every day of the week.
I would never. How dare you? How... I mean, dare you.
You did draft him in the eighth round, Dallas Goedert, so that makes sense. I will take Mark Andrews. I will not take him in the fourth round.
I mean, of the tight ends that are gone in the first eight rounds, I think the ones that matter are gone. I don't agree with the order. Kelce, yes, absolutely first. Don't think Mark Andrews should go second.
Well, Mark Andrews should absolutely go second. But the point is, Chris had a fucking awesome draft. Yeah. And Chris would have had a substantially better team if Numbnuts over there wasn't drafting 13 fucking running backs. Because one of these guys, honestly, probably Aaron Jones gets all the way back around to Chris.
Oh, yeah.
J.K. Dobbins probably gets all the way back. It's either J.K. Dobbins... Aaron Jones or Miles Sanders, who Chris takes.
What ends up happening is if Aaron Jones is a pick there, he's probably picked at the next pick. tell me that Matt doesn't pick up Aaron Jones. And then you see
not over Devonta's. I see what you're saying, right?
And what ends up happening?
Honestly,
is
no. I don't think Matt takes Aaron Jones. Assuming Najee Harris is still on the board, I think Matt takes Najee Harris
in the third.
In the fourth.
I'm talking about the third.
He didn't. Aaron Jones was 310. Matt actively did not pick Aaron Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right.
Matt took Devonta Smith, which I think is a smarter pick.
Oh, okay. I forgot the stinking order. Yeah, if Najee Harris is there for him, okay.
I think
he'd take Najee over Etienne.
I'll tell you what. I think, you know what it is.
Do you pick Etienne over Gibbs?
No, I'd take Gibbs still.
Yeah.
So Dan gets Aaron Jones.
No. Oh, yeah.
I'll take Aaron Jones over Godwin.
So now...
See, we're doing that thing that I want to do where we redraft.
Ooh, because that puts me in a weird spot.
It pushes everybody. You don't take Keenan Allen, probably.
Because
you're getting one of Ken Walker, Breece Hall, Stevenson, or Jones.
It really depends. Not Jones, Etienne. And if you remember, Etienne's the one I wanted, which would have given me Eckler, St. Brown, Jacobs, and Etienne, and I'd have been set at running back for good. And then I'd probably still get Allen at 5-3, which frees up Fields.
Oh, and then I get a better quarterback. I get Justin Herbert.
There it goes. All of a sudden, because Justin Fields doesn't make it past...
I still think Jason takes Burrow over Fields, but I think...
But the run on quarterbacks doesn't start.
It could still start, but
the
I think...
Reason, the reason it starts Trevor Lawrence, is Fields, Burrow, and then everybody went, oh shit,
Trevor Lawrence comes back around to Matt in the sixth round.
So you're telling me that no matter what you were doing, you were going to pick up Herbert in the fifth round?
No matter what I was doing in the fifth round, I was taking a quarterback.
And you were going to take Herbert first?
I was taking Herbert.
Was there anybody above Herbert?
In the event that Lamar Jackson fell to me, yes.
I think if I don't take Fields at 5, Jackson doesn't get picked up at 5.
Yeah, so if I'm sitting there at 5-8, sorry y'all, but this is the first time we've actually looked at this. If I'm sitting there at 5-8 and I have Jackson and Herbert available to me, I think I'd probably panic for an entire 58 seconds before I just pick one of them. And then whichever one I pick is the wrong one.
What I'm trying to figure out is if I get Herbert at 6. And I think the answer I know is no.
You can't. Because if he comes back around, there are no quarterbacks that go. But if that run doesn't happen, then the run starts in the 6th round. Because that wide receiver run where we have fucking 8 straight wide receivers in the 6th round, that doesn't happen.
I still can't believe somebody took Pittman. Oh, wait. It was an auto draft. Auto draft took Pittman. And then Jason took Judy over Ayuk and Watson. You don't understand. Like, I took Ayuk first. Like, I didn't think about it. I was just like, Ayuk's there, I'm taking him. Done. But as soon as I picked that, I was like, I could have had Watson. And for the next 3 picks, and by that I mean Law, he took Rashad White, and then I got Kamara. For all of Joe's picks, after he took Watson, I went, fuck. Maybe I should have thought about that. Yeah, I'm happy with what happened, but still.
That's literally how I felt, because I didn't even think about it. So the 6th round appears to be the round where you didn't think about your pick, because I saw DJ Moore sitting there for me at 6-3, and I went, and I didn't think about it. And then I saw Drake London go, I saw Christian Watson go, and again, the Christian Watson pick, it was where I was like, that's earlier than I thought he was going to go. I was going to maybe do that in the 7th round right there. So I was going to stack him. But.
This goes to the discussion on how many leagues that I'm in and like how many trade scenarios I've looked at. Ayuk and Watson are valued at exactly the same level. You either get one, like you could trade them one for one, and both teams would be like, I won this trade and I also lost this trade. It's fucking wild. So them going back to back, as the person that could have had either one of them, you go, I probably should have spent the entire minute going back and forth.
You should have. I think I would have taken Watson over Ayuk, honestly.
Here's the thing. And now that I've completed the trade with Dan, I can say this. I value Ayuk.
You've always liked him.
He's a good wide receiver. He breaks tackles. He runs. He gets yards after catch. And if Debo's not doing anything, he's good.
But if we go back to the auto draft conversation that we were having, Chris had a pretty decent draft and would have had a better draft if Carlos hadn't taken 98 running backs.
I think where Chris's draft went downhill was pick 9. Started with Derwin. Now, don't get me wrong, Derwin's a great pick.
I mean, it's too high.
It's too high. And then he picked a linebacker. It's not on
the team. Here's the thing that confuses me, because the point that we were making earlier was that auto draft cannot pick IDPs. He takes Derwin James as, I believe, the first defensive player off the board, which, stupid, but not crazy stupid.
Well, of the defensive players, if you're going to pick a defensive back, that's the first one to go.
That's the first one to go. You take a linebacker first, traditionally speaking, but that, yeah, and then Dan took Micah Parsons for some reason that still confuses me.
What's worse than that, if you look at his draft, right, the ninth pick, he takes Derwin James, and you're like, that's high, and that's kind of dumb, but I get it.
But somebody does it every year, and it's usually in the ninth or tenth round. It's also usually Matt. It's also usually TJ Watt.
Look at his next two picks.
Yeah.
Back to back. He takes a linebacker.
KJ Wright.
That's not on a team.
And Adrian Claiborne.
Who's not on a team.
Correct. And also, like, it was nice for me to see Adrian Claiborne, because I was like, oh, yeah, Adrian Claiborne. I remember that guy.
Oh, also, we have our first dumb selection of the year for somebody who was actually in the room. Joe picked Robert Quinn, which reminded me I should probably pick Roquan. Let me do that real quick.
Uh-huh. You took Roquan. And then I immediately took the dude whose name I always say wrong.
Olukun.
I'm going to tell you what. I always say it wrong, but you say it special. And what I heard here from Joe in the 11th round is that he, you know, fat finger drafted Robert Quinn, intending to draft one of either Roquan Smith or
Olukun.
Yes.
That's my new favorite name.
Olukun. Yes. Do me a favor.
Yeah.
Could you just really quick pronounce his entire name, God, first and last? If I could find his middle, I would.
Foyseid Olukun.
What if you did it with like a Dutch accent?
I don't know, but I can't do it. I barely do an English accent.
Russian?
And by English, I don't mean like British. I mean like an American accent. Foyseid Olukun.
Okay.
That's my
favorite. All right. That's what it is. Okay. Anyway, Joe was trying to take one of those two guys and then didn't. And so,
I mean, of course he was. Those are the next two defensive players off the board.
Sure. Joe is this year's recipient of the Eddie Barth Memorial Wrong Brandon Marshall Award. Oh, yes. That's right. This year we're doing superlatives, and that's the first one handed out.
Oh, my God. Congratulations, Joe, for fucking up. I mean, realistically, I feel like both Carlos, Cesar, and Chris, what is it with the C-Boys, minus me, should be getting one for auto-drafting, and Carlos should be getting the ultimate dumbass trophy.
Carlos is getting something. I just don't know what it is, because I've never seen something that dumb happen before. Carlos might be getting the Skynet Award for most fucked by AI. But we'll figure that out later. The same point we're trying to make here is auto draft. And Caesar was an auto draft team for the most part. Yeah. And like this AI, this dude like summoned ChatGPT or something and just Kelsey Mahomes. Boom, boom. That's just smart fantasy football.
I mean, I did that last year, but 2 years ago. Was it 2 years or last year? Doesn't matter.
I mean, you had Kelsey one of the 2 years, for all the
time. But I did it in the second and third round.
Yeah, which is smarter fantasy football. But, like, you know, he could have gone like Kelsey Devontae Adams, which actually probably...
Well, actually, Cesar, if you're listening to this, I want you to understand exactly what the vibe was in the room when your pick came up. Because we had to wait the full minute for your draft pick. We looked at the ADP and it said Kelsey should come off the board next. And we all went, he's not going to do it.
He's not going to do it. He can't do it. Caesar hates Travis Kelsey.
Couldn't do it. Like, this would be the monumentally dumb pick of the day. to take a tight end in a league that does not have a tight end spot. But
I mean, not a dedicated overall. One. Not a dedicated one, but we have tight end. We have two tight ends. But
still,
like, I understand what you're saying.
You're taking Travis Kelce over Tyreek Hill and Cooper Kupp. Fifth overall, you took Travis Kelce. Now, I can now say this now that I own Travis Kelce. Thank you. But, like, whoo, son. Anyway, for the entire minute, it's ticking down. We had to wait the full 60 seconds. We got to 40. We're like, no. We got to 30. It's like, no. 15, he couldn't.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
Five. Are you serious? It's about to happen, guys. It's about to happen. And then it ticked to one, and we watched the pick. Oh!
That's pretty good.
Oh, I loved it. I loved every second of that pick. It was so good.
It felt good.
Oh. And then we got to the second round.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked, and it was like, it could happen. It could happen. Only had to wait 10 seconds for this one. But when it did.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual gratification.
I mean, I didn't realize you had achieved that level.
I was right there.
I mean, I was happy.
I was edged on five, and we got to, like, what was it, 2-6, and I was like, oh, I can't hold it.
And then Keenan Allen, the fourth, for you, just like, oh.
Oh, you guys are lucky that I even showed up for the fifth round pick, because I was doubled over.
But the point is, auto drafted pretty well for the other two gentlemen who auto drafted with the exception obviously of IDP. So, like, guys, in the future,
you can't set your IDPs.
You can't set your IDPs. What I was going to say was, guys, in the future, make time. We're drafting. Guess what? Next year we're drafting the same weekend.
Yeah,
I'm telling you now. It's September 2nd. It's 8:30 p.m. I'm telling you that the weekend before Labor Day in 2024, that's when the draft is. I'm watching Clyde put it in his calendar as I'm sitting here telling you. Be present. Make time. Figure it out. Carlos, you have an out because it was a contract issue. Caesar, be better.
All right. I'm looking at it right now, and it looks like so far we're looking at August 24th or 25th for the draft next year.
So probably August 24th, because that sounds like the Saturday.
Yeah, that is the Saturday indeed.
Okay, put it
figure
in your calendars.
Your shit out. I don't want to quote Letterkenny too much, but figure it out.
Figure it out.
Anyway.
So, who else do we have to talk about? We talked about Chris a little bit. We talked about Caesar. We talked about Carlos.
We should probably talk about us, because I don't think we do that enough.
Oh, no. We don't. Yeah. Shut up. People want to hear more about us,
right?
I think. Yeah.
Like, we're the more, like, I'm not saying that we're the first-person characters in this, but, like, we are the more important people in this.
Should we change the podcast name to The Main Characters Talk About the Supporting Cast?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I love that. I genuinely love that. Like, now that we're done talking about the supporting cast, can we actually talk about the characters people actually
Yeah, that would be great. I also will refer to the rest of the league as the supporting cast for the rest of this season.
You got it. Though I do feel like somebody's going to have something to say about that.
I mean, probably.
But, you know. Anyway, let's talk about you and me.
Woo!
I love it. You or me first?
Well, you drafted first, so you.
That's fair. Okay. And this is rare for me to say. I said it multiple times during the draft. Don't hate my team.
Sure.
I love all of the things. I got Eck. I was hoping for McCaffrey, but, you know, Chris fucked me on that one.
I guess everyone was surprised by that.
I was. Every mock draft I did, Justin Jefferson went first, Jamar Chase went second. I'm stuck with that choice between Eck and McCaffrey.
You say every mock draft you did, like, you didn't just do mock drafts like 2 hours before the draft and that was it.
No. I've been doing them for weeks. Since we this for the entire week after I figured out where I was going to be in the draft, I was doing mock drafts.
Hmm.
And every, like, even 10 minutes after the Rumble, I was doing mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Every one of them, not everyone, 90% of them, it was Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Caffrey. Every one of them.
I mean, that would have been the smarter pick.
But, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? St. Brown was in every one of my mock drafts as my second round pick. Every single one. never failed. I always got the same round. So that didn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Jacobs being available at 3 caught me off guard. Because I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first pause I had. I mean, Keenan Allen was a fuck you to Carlos. Justin Fields was a fuck you to you. Brandon Ayuk was a, like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. And then I messed up because I should have probably looked at Watson a little harder. But beyond that, man, like, there's not a pick on here that I don't like. All the way down. The entire draft. Until you get to, like, the 23rd where it's just value picks, man. Like, I'm just bad.
I mean, you're just like, picking names out of a hat at that point. I mean,
Deion Jackson, that's just because Jonathan Taylor might be dead. Tyjae Spears, literally just in case somebody dies. Justin Kelly and Isaiah Spiller, both of them I've already dropped. So, like, that was literally because I didn't want anybody else on that fucking list. You mm-hmm. see who's left on that list? Ew. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Yeah, no, you had a really decent draft. I like it. I don't love the Dallas Goedert pick personally, but like I get it.
So
I like it. I like it. It doesn't matter because like both of our teams look substantially different from how they did at the end of the draft. I had not an opposite experience. I didn't leave the draft loving my team. I didn't leave the draft hating my team, but I definitely liked it less than you. A large part of that is because Carlos just went apeshit on running backs.
Well, like I said, it really came down to this. I was the only team that got two running backs before all hell broke loose.
I mean, there's... Yes, it was
by accident.
There's that. The for me, the run on quarterbacks, like we talked about, didn't help because I had, you know, Fields, Burrow, Jackson, Herbert, and Lawrence. They were all on my, like, yeah, you can draft those guys list. Absolutely go for it. I did not expect to have to take Trevor Lawrence was my, if he's the last one on the board, take him.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what round. If he's the last quarterback on the board, take him. Cause that was my line after which I wasn't drafting a quarterback until Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, so Trevor Lawrence, if you don't take Trevor Lawrence there and you're like, I'm going to get him in the sixth round, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take what? Amari Cooper or DJ Moore?
If I don't take Trevor Lawrence there. Yeah. I probably take DJ Moore in the fifth instead of the sixth.
Okay, so DJ Moore, you take DJ Moore in the fifth round. Trevor Lawrence goes immediately after.
Uh-huh.
You take Watson?
No.
Mm-mm. You just go no quarterback? Until
I'm not drafting a quarterback there. I'll probably take Drake London.
Fair. Oh, that is a much different team.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just because again, like I probably don't take a quarterback. Maybe I consider Dak since he's fallen that far into the 12th round. Maybe I consider Kirk Cousins there. Tua.
Is my favorite.
I would probably take Tua.
This is my favorite. Like the what ifs.
Yeah. No. It's a completely different experience. Like I think Trevor Lawrence in the fifth is like it's an overdraft on my part. It's too high for Trevor Lawrence for my liking.
Me taking. Joe took Anthony Richardson at 14. You know what? Never mind. Me taking Tua at 13 was like, I looked at the quarterback board after Prescott left. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I mean, I took Russ Wilson in the very last round because I was like, I don't know. I guess I'll have a backup quarterback this year.
He can't possibly be any worse than he was last year.
That was my logic.
Because I drafted him, what, in like the 12th or 13th or 14th or some shit like that?
Yeah, he's actively the worst of all time. But you know what I realized?
Hmm.
Trevor Lawrence and Russell Wilson have the same bye week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's my last round pick, so it doesn't matter. I just go get somebody off the trash heap. I'm going to tell you what, though. I it's like I said, I'm not in love with the team. What I am in love with is my IDP because I nailed that. It's one of those things where this is where it benefits the rest of the league to have three auto-draft teams because auto-draft doesn't know how to draft IDP. So the rest of us just got a whole bunch of players that none of us should have got. Like you got Brian Burns and Aiden Hutchinson and Hufanga in a row. Oh, and Fred Warner. I got Jaquan Brisker, Buda Baker, Max Crosby, Hassan Reddick. Like, just boom, boom, boom. Oh, Bobby Okereke.
There are 9 to 12 players that we should not have had available because they should have been gone.
Yeah. Yeah, but so I love my IDPs. I like your IDPs. I like pretty much everyone's IDPs, with the exception of Carlos, who only has a few.
I loved my IDPs. They're no longer my IDPs, but I loved them when I had them.
It's not in the chronological order that I said that we were going to do this in. We still have a couple of teams to talk about. We have not talked about, and you can select. Just really quick, though, we both had really good drafts.
Yes.
And the podcast is making the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
So.
We got to talk about the champ.
I mean.
Campioni and how he fucked this up.
Like, are we looking for where he fucked it up? Because I can tell you, because it happened immediately.
What, Saquon?
Yep.
Wow, really?
Here's the thing about the Giants.
You have been a Saquon truther since he got drafted.
Yeah, I'll take Saquon all day.
And not, you think 1-9 was a fuck up?
Not in the first round.
Wow.
Not in the first round. That team has... Name a wide receiver on that team.
Hyatt.
Okay.
Sterling Shepard.
Nope.
He's gone?
I'm pretty sure Sterling Shepard is gone.
Shit. Wandale Robinson.
Sure, just came off the physically unable to perform list. Continue.
Yes, this is why dynasty teams are great, because mm-hmm. I know people I should not know.
Exactly. The correct answer when I say name a Giants wide receiver is Darren Waller, and that's the end of the sentence.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So while I understand that Saquon Barkley is like, Saquon Barkley is the Giants. The problem with Saquon Barkley is that Saquon Barkley is the Giants.
Fair enough.
Like, you're telling me, honestly tell me, you're taking Barkley over Pollard.
Am I? No. Well, no. Well, honestly, I don't know if I'm not taking Chubb over both of them.
I was going to get to that.
I'm taking Chubb over both of them because there's nobody else in the backfield.
Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Sure.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Sure. This is directed directly at Matt's face.
So I'm playing the part of Matt.
Saquon Barkley or Tony Pollard?
Tony Pollard.
Saquon Barkley or Nick Chubb?
Nick Chubb.
Saquon Barkley or Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry.
Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs?
Oh, fuck. Josh Jacobs by a little bit, but I can see the argument for Saquon because Saquon's the more dynamic back. Josh Jacobs just has more support.
Okay.
You
so,
can't pack 8 in a box on Josh.
He took Barkley 1-9. You took Jacobs 3-3. Saquon Barkley or CeeDee Lamb?
Oh, that's easy. CeeDee Lamb.
AJ Brown.
AJ Brown.
Devontae Adams.
Devontae.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Fuck you, that's mine.
Okay, so St. Brown. Garrett Wilson.
I'm not as high on Wilson as everybody else, but I still think he's got the edge.
Jalen Waddle.
Waddle.
Olave.
Barkley.
Okay, so there's your line. So Matt's first round pick is ostensibly, as far as you're concerned, a third round pick.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
And that's my problem with Matt's team, is he went Barkley. He made up for it. He took Diggs.
He takes Pollard.
Honestly,
first.
If you flip those two, even, just Diggs, and then you wait two picks, and then you take Barkley.
But
I feel
Diggs
better.
First, you're not getting Barkley. You're getting Nick Chubb. Oh, that's even worse.
Exactly.
Oh, my God, that's even worse.
Thank you. You take Diggs, you get Chubb.
Lord.
You take Diggs, you get Pollard.
Mm.
You took Barkley. You didn't have to.
No, you're not. You're not getting Pollard. You're getting Chubb. But I think Diggs and Chubb is much better than Barkley and Diggs.
I'm actually kind of low on Chubb just because I don't know what that team is going to look like.
I think this year that Watson will be a slight bit better.
I think it'll be better, yeah.
And he'll open up the offense a little bit more. The problem is that there's no competition for second round reps. It's all Chubb.
Sure.
And here's the thing. We saw it with Brissett? I don't remember.
It's Brissett?
Yeah, Brissett. I'm thinking about Brisket.
No, the podcast calls him Jacoby Brisket.
I want Brisket.
His name is Jacoby Brisket.
With Jacoby Brisket, you saw that the offense was a little bit more open and he found more holes because they had to respect the pass game. After 3 reps with Deshaun, everybody went, oh, pack the box.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck him. And then, he did nothing.
Right.
I think now so, he's going to be a little bit better.
Hopefully he's better. Hopefully, I think the Browns could be okay. They might get a wild card spot.
I do not see them in the playoffs this year.
Like I said, they might get a wild card spot. The division's not great. It's like the Ravens and nobody.
I still think the Ravens are going to win it. You know, I saw somebody say that the Steelers are going to win the division.
They could surprise.
And that the Ravens are going to finish third.
No. Who comes in second?
The Bengals.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Bengals.
I think it's going to be tight, but I still have the Ravens over the Bengals right now. And I know I'm going to get fucking shot for them, but like...
Yeah, no, actually, I agree with you. I think I agree with you. Yeah. I think I agree with you. Weird. That almost never happens, but yeah, I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, Matt proceeds to have, like, his draft was fine.
Well, I mean, I will be honest, I do not like Amari Cooper. I've never liked Amari Cooper. I don't think he's the...
My issue with Matt's team, it kind of starts with Amari Cooper, right? Is I just don't think Matt is particularly strong at any position.
Well, no, like his first two receivers, Devontae Smith and Stephon Diggs, are great, and I'm high on Etienne, but I'm one of the few because I think that offense opens up a lot this year.
Oh, it totally does.
And Etienne is a home run hitter when he's.
I mean,
on,
there's a reason I fucking love that I have the Calvin Ridley Trevor Lawrence stack. I'm so stoked for it, and that's why I have Tank Bigsby. I went in on the Jaguars this season, and I did that on accident.
I think Cooper is my first questionable, and it's not that I don't like Cooper. I just don't like him as much as everybody else. Dustin Hopkins, I do not love.
DeAndre.
What did I say? Dustin?
Dustin is
I'm
the
thinking
kicker.
About that trade.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins, I do not love as a Tennessee Titan because I don't like anything about their team. James Conner's okay. Deshaun Watson, I don't like.
Here's
Brandon
the thing.
Brooks is okay.
This
Traylon
is
Burks is
right there.
Fucking horrible.
Right there. Why did you take DeAndre Hopkins and Traylon Burks?
Somebody's getting points. That's the thing. I mean, somebody's getting catches.
Admittedly, it's not the dumbest idea to handcuff a wide receiver.
You know what it is? Traylon Burks gets yards. DeAndre Hopkins gets
receptions. Yeah. Well, he gets. DeAndre is like the volume guy. Traylon Burks is the down the field guy. He's going to get yardage. The tight end. What's his name?
Who's throwing those balls?
Ryan Tannehill. Future. Possum, Ryan Tannehill. He will be in my stroller.
But beyond that, like I like Logan Wilson. I'd love to have him. Nick Bosa and Myles Garrett. I'm not actively trying to get a trade going through the podcast, but if you could just give me Logan Wilson, that'd be great. Alan Lazard, man. Tyler Boyd, man.
Long story short, I don't think the champ is going to repeat.
After pick four, for me, everything's downhill.
Yeah, and I, you know.
Now, can we talk about?
Yes?
Eric.
Great. Right in the middle of the draft.
Eric had a great draft.
Eric was fine.
Eric had a great draft. He gets two running backs that are great. Derrick Henry and,
Ramondre.
Ramondre. He's got Derrick Henry and Ramondre. He's got Tyreek Hill and T. Higgins. Those are great picks.
Okay, I will tell you what. I will give you this. Eric's first five rounds.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
I don't like Terry McLaurin. I don't like George Kittle. I don't like Gabe Davis.
I like Lockett. And I'm on the
You'll fence. Notice I didn't say anything about Tyler Lockett.
That's it. I love Lockett and Kittle, I am on the fence on. It's either gonna be an absolute like fucking nailed it pick, or he's gonna look back and say, that's where I went wrong.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. I agree. You could have had some other guys there. I personally would have taken Mike Williams over Kittle. I would have taken Jahan Dotson over Kittle, but you already took McLaurin the round before, so I get why you didn't. I probably would have taken Javonte Williams over Kittle. I would have taken Lockett over Kittle, which you eventually did. I also would have taken Mike Evans over George Kittle.
Here's the thing. I don't know that I'm taking Mike Williams over Kittle. There is a
As the lot, Mike Williams owner, how dare you?
There's a lot of offense that's going to come out of that off the Chargers this year.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike Williams' biggest thing was he was the downfield, like, deep threat that go up and get it. They drafted Quentin Johnson to do that.
Quentin Johnson, who's not going to start, you mean? Quentin Johnson, right, who's the wide receiver four behind Josh Palmer, you mean?
He's going to be wide receiver three.
I'm sure he will be, but he's not starting off that way.
They cannot start Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, and Josh Palmer. Josh Palmer is the heir apparent for Keenan Allen because Keenan Allen needs to be in the slot. And Palmer cannot be on the outside. He's not big enough. He can't go up and get it. He's fast, but he can't burn people. Quentin Johnson burns. Mike Williams goes up and get. And Keenan Allen to the middle just fucking your day up. Because you can't put six people in the box. You have to spread them out.
Guys, in case you didn't remember, Clyde is a Chargers fan. And
anyway, back to Eric. I like his defense.
I like his defense, too.
I like his depth.
I like his just depth is fine.
It's decent.
It's okay.
But I love his starters. I love his starters. Outside of McLaurin, McLaurin's the only one I'm like, I could have gotten IU or Watson at that same pick, and I would have taken either one of those over that any day of the week. I wouldn't have taken Pittman, I would not have taken Judy, but the other two, or Christian Kirk, who's my boy, I would have taken any of those three over.
Next, you get to pick. We got to talk about Jason or Joe.
Well, I picked Eric. Fuck it. Let's talk about Jason. Because I don't want to talk about Joe.
Okay.
If we give it enough time, Joe will talk about Joe. Matter of fact, if we don't put him in the episode, Joe will talk about Joe for Joe.
Joe will start his own podcast just to talk about Joe. It will be called Cup of Joe.
I love it.
So he goes Jamar Chase, Devonta Adams, Jonathan Taylor, Ken Walker, and we should probably stop right there because let's talk about Jonathan Taylor.
I don't love that pick. And here's the thing. Had he taken Josh Jacobs, I would have been stuck in a situation where...
He drafted after you.
Oh, sorry. I don't know if I'm taking Jonathan Taylor over Olave or Higgins or Metcalf or Ridley or Devontae Smith or Aaron Jones or Najee Harris or Etienne or Gibbs or Godwin or Stevenson or Brees Hall.
Definitely
taking him over Walker.
Yeah, I'm well. All right, so okay, so if you nope, it doesn't work. You can't flip those. Here's our mat. If Chris and Joe don't go quarterback. If Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen are still on the board there, I think Jason goes, let's say Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's what happens. And then I think he can't take Jonathan Taylor because I think Caesar probably auto-drafts him. And then I think...
No. He takes...
He has to because Jonathan Taylor's the highest player on the board at that point, and he's auto-drafting.
But I mean, at the point, who are either one of those idiots taking?
You're talking about Eric and Dan?
No, I'm talking about Chris and Joe. If they don't take quarterbacks, who are they taking? Because that fucks up the entire draft.
Well, I still...
That starts the whole process of the quarterbacks.
Well, this is the thing that to me is fascinating, is that Chris took Jalen Hurts, and then Joe took Josh Allen. Jalen Hurts is the second quarterback off the board, and that's auto-draft.
But that makes sense.
Does it? Because yes. ADP, that's not accurate.
What's accurate? What, who's... Is Josh Allen two?
Josh Allen is the two. Josh Allen's ADP is 20th player off the board. Jalen Hurts is the 23rd player off the board.
Honestly, if I'm looking at it, Jalen Hurts is more valuable than Josh Allen.
I also prefer Jalen Hurts to Josh Allen.
I think it makes sense what he did or what the auto draft.
Well, that's the thing. Like if I'm Chris and I auto drafted my team, I'm thrilled that I took Jalen Hurts instead of Josh Allen.
But Joe. Should you have taken either Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor, or Chris Olave over Josh Allen?
If I'm Joe, not Jonathan Taylor. You can make the argument for Josh Jacobs because then you don't have to take Alexander Mattison in the fifth, and you get to have actually not a whole lot changes about Joe's draft.
Everything changes for me because if he doesn't take Josh Allen and he takes Josh Jacobs, I am fucked.
Yeah, because you actively dislike the rest of those players in that round.
I do not like Jonathan Taylor. I do not want Chris Olave. Like T. Higgins is not as high for me as everybody else. DK Metcalf's great, but like, eh.
Not Calvin Ridley,
I didn't want. Devontae Smith is probably my pick.
I like that we're talking about everybody else's team in relation to your team.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about their team. Can we not figure that out?
I get it. You love your team.
I love it.
You love your team. Maybe Joe still takes Josh Allen. We'd have to check in with Joe. Maybe that was always his third round target. And then Jalen Hurts went and Joe was like, oh, thank God. But
I don't know that he doesn't go Hurts, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, it could have been interchangeable there. I mean, I would have.
Yeah.
I know we're supposed to be talking about Jason, and immediately we started talking about Joe. But I think we'll just finish. Joe's team is good. I like Joe's team. I don't love Joe's team. It's like fine. Again, you take Robert Quinn for some reason. Joe tried to Joe a little bit. Because if you look at his draft, he was like, I'm going wide receiver, and then went running back, wide receiver, running back. And then at the end, he's running back, running back, running back. So just trying to, like, take those, like, Joe shots.
I think Carlos did a better Joe than Joe.
Carlos absolutely did a better Joe than Joe. Carlos, we don't need to talk about it anymore. We talked about it for probably 20 minutes. I don't know how much of it's going to make the podcast because we're at over an hour at this point. It's the draft special, y'all, so buckle in. It's going to be boring.
Get ready.
I don't know why I said that an hour in,
yep.
But we'll cut it and we'll put it at the front. The thing of it is, and we're going to transition here because I think Joe is going to need to do some work.
Oh, yeah.
I think Joe probably still makes the playoffs, but I think he's going to need to do some work. And if he has any injuries, I think he's going to have a hard time. That said, I'm saying that about the team who's starting Justin Jefferson and Garrett Wilson. So, like, regardless, he'll be fine. Jason, on the other hand, and kind of where I was getting to a little bit, was despite having Ja'Marr Chase and Davante Adams, he's got Jonathan Taylor and Ken Walker as his top running backs. And Jonathan Taylor's out for the first four games of the season, which means his top two running backs are Ken Walker and Dalvin Cook. And that's just not going to take you home. In addition to that, his third wide receiver is Jerry Jeudy. So now we're going to start talking about ways to fix your team. And I'm calling Jason out directly because Jason needs to add to this team to survive the first quarter of the season.
Yeah. His running backs for the first four games. Kenny Walker, Dalvin Cook, and Elijah Mitchell, and CEH. That ain't going to win you many ball games.
It's not going to take you home. It's not going to take you home. And the perfect match for Jason
is
Carlos.
Of course.
Because the perfect match for everybody in the league is Carlos, if you need a running back. If your name is Chris, if your name is Joe, if your name is somehow not Clyde, if your name is Jason, Eric. Actually, Eric, you're fine. Caesar, Dan.
He's actually fine-ish because James Cook's going to be starting running back for the Buffalo Bills, so he's all right.
That's fair. I, you know what? I forgot about James Cook on this team because James Cook is
Eric's fine. Dan needs help. I think we've already fixed that already. You're fine.
So let's get into it. Let's get into it. So immediately, so we finished the draft. Everybody's like, that happened. It took an hour, y'all, by the way. I think I'm extending our pick
minutes.
Time. I think I'm extending our pick time next year. So immediately, the next day, the very next day, at 5:16 p.m.
I don't even know it took that long, did it?
It took roughly 28 hours. So we have a first trade of the season, pre-season. A three-team trade.
A
menage a trade. A trade à toi.
A trade à toi.
And it's
the third one.
Me?
Of course it is.
Because it is.
Always.
Dan,
yes.
Who I'm just now realizing has the Star Fox logo that you made him as his logo.
I know, right? I love that.
Carlos, whose team name honestly still makes me giggle every time I look at it. So Carlos makes this trade, and he's given up Aaron Jones and Tony Pollard.
I'm a little upset I wasn't a part of this. Because we could have added mine with them right into it.
We can pretend we did.
No. Right. Don't give me that.
I got you on the back end, bro. I got you.
Sure.
So he gives up Aaron Jones and Tony Pollard for Chris Godwin and CeeDee Lamb, which is pretty good. It's pretty good. Dan gives up Chris Godwin and Drake London for Aaron Jones and Cortland Sutton, which isn't great, but I get it.
Jones, yeah.
I get it. Given, again, we just mentioned Dan's draft. Dan needed Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And I give up Cortland Sutton and CeeDee Lamb for Tony Pollard and Drake London. And that hurt me to do.
I mean, you gave up Lamb for Pollard.
I gave up Lamb for Pollard and London for Sutton. And it's a win for everybody involved because Dan gets a running back. I get a running back. I don't take a huge step back at wide receiver. And Carlos gets people who are living and can produce at wide receiver, and one of them is quite good in CeeDee Lamb.
You take a massive step back at wide receiver in the trade on your team, it's all right.
Yeah, in the trade for sure. But like, in terms trading, of like, I didn't wreck my depth.
Yeah.
If I had traded Tony Pollard and Cortland Sutton and CeeDee Lamb, traded CeeDee Lamb and Cortland Sutton for just Tony Pollard, I'm fucked.
Just hit me. We've done two trades.
We have. The next trade that happens 15 minutes later is Clyde and Carlos swapping Michael Thomas and Javonte Williams.
What do you mean? We talked about this. It's the most even trade we've ever done. Like, we looked at 8 different calculators, I think, and they were all like, yeah, this is a fair trade. Why would you do this? It's fair.
I mean, that's pretty much what happened with the Pollard CeeDee Lamb, this whole trade right here, it was just a complete wash across the board. We are off to a good start on trades, folks.
Oh, yeah. The next one is you with Chris.
2 days later, me and Chris swapping Jordan Addison for Khalil Herbert, which, again, from the calculator perspective, depending on which calculator you use, I either lose by a point or win by a point. It's a complete wash.
Yeah. And then, again, 15 minutes, not even, it's like 12 minutes later. We have the trade a trois.
Yeah.
Pardieu.
There is no trade a trois right there. You're skipping you and Chris.
Oh, right. I thought that was, oh shit, you're right.
12 minutes later.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. It was me and Chris because I had offered them this like days before.
Mm-hmm.
Where I give them a bunch of defensive players for essentially Captain Kirk and DJ.
Yeah.
I wanted to
win. I know you think you lost this trade. I'm still not sure.
I think I overpaid. Everything I looked at says I overpaid. Everything I can find.
It's just so
IDP,
it's.
I overpaid.
The thing of it is, and this is just a topic for the league, it's very hard to gauge IDP value.
It really is.
I think they are. I would say, I don't know if you would agree with this, but I think linebackers are probably on par with like a wide receiver 2.5.
Yeah.
You're
expecting 10 points out of a good linebacker.
Yeah, like I'm thinking like 10 points. Like, I want double digits.
I gave up a good linebacker. I gave up a good D lineman. He takes a hit at wide receiver.
Yeah, I think if IDP players were like offensive players, I think your D linemen, especially Aiden Hutchinson, are slotting in at your flex spot.
Yeah.
Guys like, you know, your top 10, top 15 linebackers are slotting in at your wide receiver 3 spot.
Yeah.
And then your DBs, God, you could, again, it's again kind of like you're at that wide receiver 4 spot where it's like, that's the guy who's like, I'm going to get you 40 points or 4 points. Like,
I think I overpaid. I don't think I overpaid by much, but I got the guys I wanted and helped fix his depth.
Yes, which, you know, he also did. He made some adds and some drops, and Chris's team is much better than it was coming out of the draft, as is Jason's, who also made some adds and drops on the defensive front. Caesar still needs to do that. But we helped him out with that, didn't we?
I was about to say, we're getting to the trade of trois part deuce, and where we both, I will say fully, I overpaid.
I also overpaid.
But I wanted this guy.
I also wanted this guy.
Like, we paid the price to get our guy.
We did.
And I'm not upset about it. And I know Cesar cannot possibly be. He got a decent tight end, a good running back, a good wide, or a decent wide receiver, and three good defensive players. Plus another wide receiver that's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah.
Like, he came out like a fucking rock star in this trade.
He did. He did. Granted.
He had to give up his first and second round pick.
First and third.
Stop for a second.
Chris Olave was the third.
That's right.
Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. So he gave up his first and third round picks for his future.
Yeah. For his life.
For his life. Like, Cesar is trading to not lose. And I appreciate that about him.
He did. And I think, and I think we talked about this after it went through. It sets up an interesting dynamic in the league again.
Well, for starters, it's the second three-team trade, and it took fucking weeks to get one of those through last year. Yeah,
this one took 15 minutes.
This one took 15 minutes.
This one took no time whatsoever.
We caught Cesar in a window of availability.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We knocked that shit out quick.
Uh-huh.
Now, are we going to get a 14?
I'll tell you what. At Carlos's request on that Sunday where those other two trades went through, I attempted to put together a 16 trade.
Mm-hmm.
I need some more eyeballs on that.
This could be a day where, like, all of us, you, me, Dan, and possibly Carlos visit town, are just going to sit down and be like, all right, here's...
Well, that's the thing. So far, of the trades that have happened in this league... The only one that I've been involved in that has not involved an actual, like, voice-to-voice conversation is the one with Cesar.
Good luck trying to get a hold of Cesar.
I agree.
Because me and you had talked about it a little bit, like, mm-hmm. trying to figure out the pieces that we would give up to get.
That's true. That's true. In terms of a three-team aspect of it, you and I did talk.
The problem, yes. And me and Cesar had discussed how that was a thing that would be...
Sure.
Okay with. So it's not like there was no conversation.
And I had previously offered him a similar trade for Olave, so he's not surprised to receive. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, the groundwork was set.
Yeah, and it was pretty easy.
With Chris, I was in, we were talking.
Yeah.
The one with Carlos, I was on the phone with him.
Chris, me and Chris's had no communication, which is hilarious because I live with the son of a bitch, mm-hmm. and there was no conversation. It was literally, hey, by the way, I sent you a trade last night. Take a look at it when you got a chance. I got to go to work. Bye. That was the entire conversation about that trade.
So what I'm thinking that we should do,
yep.
because I'm going to be honest, this is probably the most fun I've had in our league, like preseason.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
So
the only one that comes close is the year that we were doing it back when you and Dan were living together, we were in suits.
And we wore suits.
Like,
yeah.
We did trades 10 seconds after, yep. and everybody was like fixing everything.
Yeah, it was great. And that's because we had a quorum. We had six people present, I think. Yeah. Six or seven. Yeah, and that was the 2017 season, I think.
It was a lot.
2017 or 2018. But I think we should...
been in this league for a while.
Yeah, it's been going on for a little bit.
Hey, cheers to us for being here.
Yeah, I eventually will, like, port over the Yahoo information into that, like, League Legend thing. That we'll figure it out. Anyway, we should get a phone tree, like, you know, like the thing with everybody's not like we. That's because we
our
should
group
just
text for all of us.
Forget the DMs. Forget the text messages. Fucking call somebody you want to make a trade with. If I see Joe is calling me and be like, oh, what the fuck does this guy want?
Why does he want my top three players for a running back?
Like, never if my before? Phone rings and it says Joe Wicklund, I'm going to pick up and go, immediately no. What is your second offer?
Fair.
And the same probably goes for Carlos.
I think me and Dan are pretty good. I think me and Dan are pretty good about that.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't ever, like, I've never offered him a trade to my knowledge, and Dan, you can feel free to argue with me on that. And Dan's never offered me a trade that we were both like, what in the flying fuck are you talking about? Now, me and Carlos have gone back and forth on this a couple of times where we'll genuinely just offer each other shit trades just to offer shit trades.
Sure, sure, yeah. Carlos does it, and then it's just like,
like, I think the conversation starter between for us was for Michael Thomas was that he offered me, I think, like, You know what? If I look hard enough, I'll find it. It was something for Keenan Allen.
Mm.
Like
he wanted Keenan Allen from
me. No, that wasn't what. That's what it was. He offered me Sky Moore for Keenan Allen. It was like, but seriously, we should talk. That's how the conversation started. Yeah, it was like, okay, fair.
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah. Anyway.
So that is we have talked about. If anyone is actually still listening, we have talked about the Rumble for about 4 seconds. We have talked about the draft for about an hour and 34 seconds. And then we talked about trades. We have not done the thing that we always do in the first episode of the season. This also might be our longest first episode. Well, actually, usually we have two first episodes. So
there was one that was like an hour and a half.
We crammed two first episodes into one episode. Okay. So y'all do what you got to do with this. Break it up. You know, draw a bath, light some candles.
Do you?
Do you? Pour some bourbon. Get some incense going.
Yeah, go for it. You do you.
I want nothing more than for our velvet tones to caress you while you bathe.
So, the question. Who wins and why is it us?
My question was going to be, who loses? And why is it not us? And it's because our teams are awesome.
That's right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Again, we're the greatest.
As always. So, who wins?
Who wins? In a perfect world, me and you tie. And then we go fist fight to see who gets the belt.
I would prefer, as previously discussed in our punishment conversation that people were not privy to, I think that if the championship should... If we have another fucking DeMar Hamlin situation...
Oh my God.
What's going to happen is, fuck the next week, Dan and Matt, or whoever this year's version of Dan and Matt are, have to do combine drills
to
determine the victor. Yeah.
That's the punishment.
That's just what we're doing now. We're just doing combine drills. I'm just trying to make sure everybody's healthy and safe. And
here's what I want. Here's y'all are just gonna have to deal with this for a second because this is personal for me and Mike. I want you and I in the championship because I want a podcast episode where we have to have a referee to make sure we don't murder each other because it'll just be you and me for 40 minutes. Screaming.
Oh yeah, no, that
at
episode,
the top of your
that episode lungs. Title will just be indiscriminate shouting and feedback.
That's all I want. And if it can't be us in a championship, I want it to be us in the toilet bowl. Yep. Just so we can do it even worse.
That would arguably be better, honestly. So if both of us look like our seasons start to take a bit of a turn, then we're just gonna bench everybody and just dive right into the toilet. That's the podcast guarantee.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
I think that you and I have a shot at it.
I think I'm in the playoffs. I think I got a good shot at the playoffs. I don't want to say that I'm guaranteed to be doing anything. I think I got a good chance to make the playoffs this year, unlike last year where everything went horribly right.
Yeah, I think Matt has a shot at it. Not a good one, but a shot at it.
Okay.
I think Carlos has a shot at it, and I think Carlos has a shot at it because of the moves he will make, not because of how his team looks now.
I think I have two teams at the bottom that, I mean, and this is no disrespect to anybody. I think Jason and Chris are going to have to do some work.
Yeah.
I think Matt might have to do some work.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I could see it. Like I said, I think he's probably, he's got a shot, and that shot is, I think, last team in.
I think, and the last one I'll say he's got to do some work. I think Joe has to do some work this year.
Yeah, yes, I agree. I don't love the running back situation that he finds himself in.
I think there are several teams that are going to go into week one thinking, all right, this could be my year. I'm going to let y'all fill in the blanks because I've already done enough of it.
Two of them are right here.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, I'm shooting for me versus Mike in the fucking championship because we haven't done that in years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been almost a decade since that's happened.
Since what?
Since me versus you.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I remember where I was when that happened because I was sitting at my parents'
house.
Oh, yeah. Yelling at the TV, turning off the game at halftime, and walking off because I lost.
Yeah.
I want a fucking rematch.
10 years later.
Something like that.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. I think the bottom teams are likely to be Jason for sure.
Jason's up there. Or down there, I guess. Chris did a lot of work.
Chris did some work. I don't hate Chris's team. I think he still needs some work at the running back position, and he needs another wide receiver. You know what? Unpopular opinion. I'm going to go bottom two teams. Mm-hmm. Jason and Caesar.
That's fair.
And Carlos, unless he fixes his goddamn defense. I swear to God, it's been like a week. Fix your fucking teams. For those of you who still have defensive players that are not actively rostered, take them off your team. Why are they on your team?
Jason, could you please fix your defense?
Carlos, pick up a DB.
Just one
DB.
That'd be great.
Three would be great. One is a start. I know you're probably trying to trade for him, but pick him up. Pick him up and drop him. Drop him and pick him up. I don't give a shit.
That's what I do. I pick one up and I immediately drop him the next day because I go, that one sucks. Let me try again.
100%.
And then I go back to him eventually because I need one. And that was the first choice I had. Anyway. Fuck you, Mike.
No.
Fuck you, Mike.
We will start this podcast on the terms of sportsmanship and other things that I don't remember words for.
You're going down.
Wait,
I have it. I know how we're gonna end the episode. It's time to randomize the schedule.
I could do that.
I know you guys have been looking at the schedule and looking at who your first round matchups are, but that's not who your first round matchup is. Your first round matchup is about to be decided right now.
But my first round matchup is Carlos and...
It's not me. It's not legit.
Oh, so I'm randomizing.
Air quotes and all. Yeah. Mike, I want you first week. God damn it. No, but seriously, we're gonna randomize the schedule right now and set it out for everybody to see who you're playing week one. We're doing it in the room, so it will be legit random. We're not setting anything up. We're not setting rivalry week, but we should start doing that one of these days.
We should. I would have to determine which of us like are actually rivals, because at this point I feel like we all, that's generally speaking, there's like fewer teams that aren't rivals.
There's a problem in that, like, we are rivals with literally everybody.
Well, sure. I mean, that's based on like just being the podcast people. Yeah. We're just like naturally rivaled.
But I mean, there's got to be a week where there's the Medina Bowl. There's got to be a week where it's me and you, or you and Dan, and me and Dan, and. Can there be a week where we all four play against each other?
No.
It would be fun.
The best I can do is have us each have two matchups a week where we play whoever we're playing, and then we also play the league average.
Mm,
so
no,
it's,
I like that.
It's like
I want to play you and Dan and Carlos and Cesar.
So you just want to play everybody every week.
And Chris.
We can do a points league.
Actually, that would actually be it. It would be you and Dan and me and Chris, because I live with Chris.
Oh, so we're doing tag team matchups.
Oh, can we do that?
No.
It'd be amazing.
Like, we could create our own. This is really where this has always been going.
Oh,
we create our own fantasy football platform that is styled after the WWE, where we just can do, like, triple threat matches.
Call people out.
TLC matches, Hell in a Cell matches, you know, we're like...
It just means we have to do promos every week, and I don't think the rest of the league is ready for me and you to do promos every week, and also...
Isn't that what this is?
Oh, no. No, because I'm not...
This is just like long
I'm sorry,
form
I am
promo.
Calling you out. Matt, I'm calling you out, motherfucker, because you have done absolutely goddamn nothing as our champion, and somebody else deserves to have that fucking belt, so I'm pulling it! I'm calling you out, bud! Calling you out!
You have spent... two seasons trying not to be rivals with Matt, and you still continuously choose to be rivals with Matt at the beginning of every year. You're like, no, me and Matt are cool. This year, fuck you, motherfucker!
It takes 15 seconds after I have my team for me to look at Matt and go, fuck you. You're going down. I'm going to beat your ass. Ah, I have to make up for last season. I will take him down. But he's not going to be the rival. No. No. Not this year.
This is what happens in Clyde's brain, everybody. This is just what it sounds like in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's essentially I've had too many drugs or alcohol or something, and then it's just saying, can't stop.
I've had too many alcohol. We need, like, randomizer music.
Oh my god, I wish we had.
Insert randomizer music.
Time to randomize the schedule.
Randomizing. Randomized.
Week one in the league. Let's start from the bottom and work our way up. Chris will be playing Carlos.
Intrigue.
Currently, it is Chris on top, but that's because Carlos doesn't have any duds. Mike will be playing Daniel.
Week one?
Week one, baby.
Oh, man.
Week one.
This is...
Eric will be playing Joe. And that's going to be an interesting one. Currently, it's Joe on top by 8, just so you know. Oh, I should have mentioned that you're down 14 to, no, sorry, you're up 6 on Dan.
Math is hard for you. It's okay.
All right. Jason's introduction to the league will be against the fucking champ himself.
Oof.
Welcome to the league, bitch.
Rough.
He is down 17 already and doesn't even know it. And then I will be playing Cesar, who is currently down in projections by, and this is not an exaggeration, 95.
Well, he also hasn't addressed his team since the trade went through, so he's got like 9 blank spots on his roster.
But that is week one.
As always, gentlemen, manage your fucking team so I don't fucking have to manage you.
But if Cesar wanted to take a week off,
that week should be later.
Isn't he in Spain now?
He's not in Spain now. He'll be in Spain, I think, tomorrow.
By the time
this episode comes out, Caesar will be in Spain, where he will be for the first half of the season.
Like I was saying, isn't he in Spain now?
Yeah. If y'all want to trade with Caesar, do it at really fucking weird times, because he is going to be, I believe the time difference is 7 hours ahead.
He's not going to watch a single fucking game this year, is he?
He will be watching the Bears games 7 p.m.
Oh, that's actually cool.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Primetime.
Every Bears game is primetime, except for the one week one against the Packers, which happens at roughly, I believe, 10:30 his time, which is super primetime.
You know the last time that I remember him staying up to, like, I don't know, 2 a.m. for a game?
I do. He broke his toe.
Yeah. Yeah. It was U.S. versus, I want to say, Korea or something.
I don't know.
And he got so excited that he kicked the table and broke his toe. Mm-hmm.
It definitely wasn't...
Didn't do anything about it, by the way.
Well, there was another half of not American football to watch.
Well, Mike, any closing thoughts?
I am happy that it's finally time for football again.
So fucking happy.
I have been waiting for this day. Eventually, we'll probably introduce you to Chris and Jason here on the podcast. We actually did record an episode with Matt, the champion, like right after the season ended, It hasn't made air because, frankly, it was just so aggressively boring that I couldn't bring myself to subject you all to it.
Matt is the most boring champion we've ever had.
And that is a podcast official stance.
It's not even close.
We joke about merch all the time, but I think our first actual piece of merch will just be Matthew John McLean, most boring champion of all time, on a t-shirt with like a picture of him not wearing the belt, because I'm not even sure if he has it.
No, it'll just be a picture of him like with a mug or something, like coffee. Like, most boring champion ever. Like, I'm trying to think what they did for merch for the curling team that went. That was, like, just a group.
But they were very exciting.
But, like, I want a picture of them before they get out there, where it's just four random dudes that's, like, King of the Hill style outside in front of a fence, just like...
Okay, here's what it, we just Photoshop Matt's face onto, you know, the meme of the dog wearing the scientist jacket, who's just like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's the t-shirt.
I'm done. Yeah. All right, work on that.
Cool. We're going to have merch. We say that like every year. Yeah, but we'll probably eventually. This will be the year that we have merch. This will be the
year. I can feel it in my bones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every year we've taken a step doing something. This is the year we go merch.
I mean, we're going to buy so much merch from ourselves.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make so much money off ourselves.
Yeah. I can't wait. God, Christmas gifts galore.
Oh.
Whew.
Start putting in your suggestions for merch for your team, because I've already got my team and Mike's already got his team and I've already got Tom's team that doesn't exist anymore. Ironically, Carlos, I'm going to have to talk to you about the rights to image or two. Wait, no, that was my image. Never mind. I'll talk with E about the rights to that image.
Oh, and by the way, the league punishment is combine drills.
Better start exercising, boys. Because I will compare you to the worst of the worst in the combine.
More details on that later, because I'm sure only, like, two of you made it to this point.
Also, I'm pretty sure only two of you know what the combine is. So.
Also, hi, Dan and Carlos. How are you?
Night, boys. Please be sure to like and subscribe.
Oh, yeah, people say that.
Yeah.
Like and subscribe. Well, do we have a... Is that a
we're going to do that.
Like and subscribe. Are we doing a YouTube channel this year?
We can do a full live stream.
All right.
Or recording with video.
I'm down.
All right. As always, fuck you, Matt.
I'm not going to do it this year.
Why not?
Honestly, it hasn't worked out for me the last like 2 years. I feel like I need to find a new thing.
Can I make suggestions?
I'm open to it.
Fuck you, Carlos. Because I think we all have an active reason to say fuck you, Carlos.
Yeah, but also at the same time, Carlos fucked himself. Or didn't. I don't really know.
I don't know what to do if you're not going to say it.
I know. I mean, we both know it was an elaborate ruse that I just pulled because fuck you, Dan!
Fuck you guys, we're out.